WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Very different take on the war between Russia and Ukraine from President Trump after meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. Trump now indicating that Ukraine could regain all of its territory lost during the war with Russia, but he's still pushing for European countries to do more. Center for International Policy Executive President Matt Duss.
It's hard to keep track of where Trump is from one day to the other, but if there is any consistent through line here, it's that Trump feels that the European countries should step up and take more responsibility for their own security.
Ryan Ruth found guilty Tuesday of the attempted golf course assassination of President Trump after the verdict. Ruth trying to stab his neck repeatedly with a pen. U.S. Marshals quickly removing Ruth from the courtroom. In Washington, Democratic Senate leader Chuck Schumer criticizing President Trump for pulling out of budget talks. Trump saying the talks won't be productive. The deadline, October 1st. This is ABC News. A New York judge has ruled that Rex Heuermann will face one trial for all seven of the so-called Gilgo Beach murders. Bring on the bots.
Robot umpires are not robots in the traditional sense. They're a system of cameras arranged around a baseball diamond, which are intended to determine whether a pitch is or is not in the strike zone. An MLB committee has now approved the use of this automated ball strike system, as it's known, though it won't be calling pitches. That's still the job of a human umpire. Instead, teams can now challenge two calls per game, letting the robot decide whether the human made the correct call. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
It was 23 feet long, had powerful claws, and ate ancient crocodile bone. That's how scientists describe a new dinosaur discovered in Argentina. It's called Megaraptorian and likely lived between 66 and 70 million years ago, close to the time the dinosaurs went extinct. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Matt Nair on air.
The borders are. Tom Homan was investigated for accepting $50,000 from undercover FBI agents.
50 grand in a fast food bag as a payoff. If Kamala Harris would have accepted a fast food bag full of fast food, it would have been congressional hearings, yes. 24 hours on every network that hated them.
It's corruption palooza, man.
Yeah. Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We don't always agree politically, but Bill McCosh.
Thanks for having me. You want to talk Brewers first?
It's been a really special season, and it's not whether you're wearing red or blue hats. It's yellow and blue.
How do you come together in politics? This is one of the ways.
Yeah.
Find some common ground and then expand on that. And then you got to listen to the other side.
Our neighbors are not our enemies. We can disagree politically, but still find ways to bring our community together.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here. You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, home of the Midwest Farm Report.
The crew and the Padres tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it'll be another late night on the West Coast for the Brewers as they take on the Padres for game two of their three-game series at San Diego's Petco Park. The Padres right-hander, Randy Vasquez, on the mound for San Diego against lefty Bruce Zimmerman, getting his first start for the Brewers. Game one finished after midnight here as the Padres won 5-4 thanks to a walk-off RBI single from Freddie Freeman in the bottom of the 11th. That clinched the spot in the playoffs for the Padres. They're fourth in the last six seasons. The game ending past manager Pat Murphy's bedtime.
Good baseball game. You know, pleased with our guys. They came out to play hard, and they played hard the whole way. Padres got a really good team, and they were resilient, and give them credit.
NFL, the Packers face the Cowboys in Dallas on Sunday night. Cowboys receiver CeeDee Lamb now out a month after suffering a high ankle sprain in their loss to the Bears in Chicago. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 107.5 WLAK.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear to partly cloudy skies for the overnight, but there will be areas of fog forming. Light winds and morning lows in the lower 50s. After the fog Wednesday morning, look for a mix of clouds and sunshine, light north to northeast winds, and highs in the lower 70s. Currently 56 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is a huge export in Wisconsin you might not even be aware of. We are talking to the Cranberry Growers Association as we go beyond the cheese.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Does this rash look concerning? It's good to be married to a doctor who said, "What's that thing? Let's go see a doctor now."
Look, I know that Pat married for love, but it's like my grandpa used to tell me, marry him for the money because you can fall in love with him later. I don't care so much about the money. How cool would it be to have my own doctor in bed with me every day to do self-examinations? Hey, that's all I'm looking for.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Alba along Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big broadcast. It is Tuesday, September 23rd, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along. Downtown Madison, intersection of State and Fairchild. Looking at the Sam Davidson street cam. Look at that. Bus going by. A little overcast right now in downtown Madison, but still beautiful night or beautiful afternoon. Not night yet, Todd. Overture Center there in the background. Fantastic. Great. Nice to have you along here in hour two. Lots to get to in this hour, including your chance to win in the green and gold text to win contest. Stay tuned for that. And what's worse, coming up today, we'll play that in a bit. Well, let's finish this up first, Thomas. We started this last hour, and I just want to put a button on it. And Jimmy Kimmel coming back tonight on ABC Late Night. However, according to The Hill, Sinclair, the second largest provider of local news in the country, announced that its ABC affiliates will preempt Jimmy Kimmel's late night show tonight. Company, in a post on social platform X, formerly Twitter, said it will replace broadcasts of Jimmy Kimmel Live with news programming. Kimmel will return to the air tonight, as we said, after being suspended indefinitely by ABC. Quote, discussions with ABC are ongoing as we evaluate the show's potential return, unquote, Sinclair said. And again, Sinclair, Nexstar, the other big company in this, Nexstar also announced it would preempt broadcast of the comedian's show. Nexstar, which owns The Hill, by the way. I didn't know that until I read this story. Nexstar owns TheHill.com, the largest provider of local news in the country. My question is it? Again, I'm not trying to toot our own horn here, and boy, I wish I could. But the point is, I'm proud to work for Civic because they have made it clear, literally in a memo, that they're not asking us as hosts to censor ourselves. Obviously, keep it FCC compliant. But when you listen to any of us on Civic Media, here's what I can tell you. Whether you agree with me or any of my colleagues or not, know that it is coming, it is from our brains, it's from our heart, it's from our, it's you're getting the raw us. There's nobody at this company that's telling us what we can tell you, what we have to tell you, or what we can't tell you. in terms of news or content. There's no edicts from above other than to tell the truth and do it with integrity. And we need more of this, in my opinion, in television. Sinclair owns Fox 47 here in Madison and the Fox affiliate up in the Green Bay area. And as I said in the first hour, I know some of the people that work at these stations, and they're doing great reporting. There are people that work at CBS doing great reporting. So the reporters themselves are not a reflection of the corporate overlord. But we have to be careful about what these large corporations are telling some of these fine reporters and or their management of what they can and can't report. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro said this yesterday, day before yesterday, specifically on what the Kimmel decision means and what this is doing to intimidation of broadcasting.
We are selectively firing people because of their viewpoints. And in addition to having Jimmy Kimmel no longer on the air, I think there's a deeper issue here I wanted to just take a moment on. I was on a Spanish language radio program in the Allentown area, the Lehigh Valley here in Pennsylvania, just the other day. The host was asking me a bunch of questions about the work we're doing here in Pennsylvania. And he said something really chilling to me, that he now has to think about what topics he's going to discuss because he's fearful he might offend federal regulators or offend the president. Now, this wasn't that type of a program where we were engaged in a lot of that conversation, but the fact that you have journalists now who will think, do I really want to probe some elected leader on that particular topic because it could offend federal regulators? Do I want to tell that joke because it might put someone off? Do I want to adjust my views to be more on the right-wing side of the political conversation to curry favor with these federal regulators? That in many ways is even more dangerous than silencing one person. No disrespect, of course, to Jimmy Kimmel and his powerful voice. I think we're at a really dangerous moment here. And censorship and what we're seeing from the federal government only serves to further divide us and make us less safe and erode our fundamental freedoms here in this country. And for a Republican Party led by Donald Trump, who loved for decades to, you know, cloak themselves in this blanket of patriotism and freedom. Heck, Donald Trump was talking about free speech in his inaugural address, what was that, 7 or 8 months ago. And now to see how quickly they are eroding one of the foundational guideposts of our nation should scare everyone. Whether you agree with the president or not, whether you voted for him or not, we are all less safe and less free because of the actions of this administration.
Governor Josh Shapiro, Democrat of Pennsylvania. I think he nailed it.
I think so, too.
It's the fear of intimidation. It's the fact that people in broadcasting now, this company excluded, but many people in broadcasting are now having to think, well, should I say it that way? Because our license might be up for grabs. Should I really report the truth, or should I put a spin on it? And that is very dangerous indeed. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Stoughton. CJ, listening on WMDX. CJ, I'm up against the clock, but I want to give you a chance. What do you got?
Well, thanks. Well, what Kimmel was taken off for was partially because he wasn't profitable. But the mere fact that what he said was untrue, he attached after the governor from New Jersey or, Utah, stated on five different news programs, Sunday morning news programs, that this assassin was from the left. What Kimmel said was a blatant lie, and he intentionally did it. It was on the teleprompter. He read it. This was calculated. He should have been taken off. He should still be taken off because his show, you know what, and listen to Greg Gumfeld. That's funny. That's a good show. That's why he's number
CJ,
one.
Kimmel is making, I don't believe Disney would be bringing him back if he wasn't making them money, number one. Number two, we played the same, we've played the entire thing, what Kimmel actually said, and he was not attacking Charlie Kirk, was not making fun of the assassination. He was making a joke about the MAGA, number one, the MAGA base.
That's funny.
Trying to. And then he played the clip that we did of Donald Trump not seeming really to care about that death and talking about the ballroom. I mean, that's just pointing out something that's hypocritical. But regardless of whether or not you agree with it or I agree with it, let me ask you this, so I got to jump. But do you agree with Ted Cruz, who associated with what the FCC chairman did to the mafia? Ted Cruz called out what this administration did as a mafia type of intimidation on free speech. Do you agree or disagree?
Well, no, I don't. But I don't always agree with Ted Cruz. I don't always agree with the president. I certainly don't agree with Kimmel that it was MAGA that's trying to score points off of this.
All right, I appreciate.
Thank you for asking, Todd. I appreciate
the perspective. Appreciate the perspective, CJ. All right, it is coming up on 16 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again to play a little text to win contest. Time once again for Civic Media's Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Daily prize $200 cash and gold jewelry. Grand prize for the one person who wins. 2 club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota. It is a Green Bay home game on November 23rd, 2025 at 12 noon. You get a gas card to get you there as well. It is a $1,550 value. The keyword to text in today to the Civic Media app is check. The word is check, C-H-E-C-K, as in write a check. The keyword is check, C-H-E-C-K. Put your entries in carefully. Only correct spellings count. Again, the keyword is check, C-H-E-C-K, on the Civic Media Multi-State Green and Gold Text to Win Contest. Very good. 16, almost 17 now before the hour or after the hour of 3 o'clock. Lots going on here. We have breaking news. Before we get to that, I want to give Mark a chance. He's waiting on the line, 855-752-4842. Mark in Purdesack, thanks for calling, Mark. About a minute left here. What do you got?
Thanks so much. I think a bit of history coming on the media and making cracking jokes about the leader is that King Henry VIII, when he was trying to get a divorce from Catherine, that a one wit posted that the king's bull, not the pope's bull, has tied up the king's balls, and he was subsequently arrested for that. We're supposed to be able to be free to say something like that in this country without being executed or losing your livelihood, because Donald Trump is thinner skinned than John Adams, and. Then that's what got John Adams also upset about the press, because they, were poking fun at his prickliness, or that I can't think of right off the top of my head what it was. He was all bent out of shape over. But Donald Trump should actually have a little bit thicker skin, because the way he tosses out insults constantly, he should be able to take as good as you give. And
right.
Donald Trump is a child when it comes to that.
And speaking of that, thanks for the call, Mark. We got clips from today at the UN. Wait till you hear some of the things the President of the United States said at the UN today. Certainly very, very interesting, to say the least. All right. Let's see. What time we got here? We got 8:30. Or it's 18 after. All right, 18 after. Trying to manage the clock here a little bit. What should we do? Should we open up the thingsomers, or should we wait till we come back? We have breaking news. That's part of what's going on here, and we're going to tell you that here in just a couple of minutes. We have a new entry into the gubernatorial race for the state of Wisconsin. But we also got to open up the thing. Have we got time to open the thing?
We could, yeah.
Let's open the thing. Here we go. Time again for what's worse. Time once again for what's worse. Nothing give away, no prize money involved. Just your chance to have your voice heard on all 10 News Talk sports stations across the state of Wisconsin. Timely, timely indeed. We talked about chicken and beef last week. Today, the category, high beef prices or high chicken prices. 855-752-4842. High beef prices or high chicken prices. Groceries going up across the state of Wisconsin. We'll discuss it. And breaking news, we'll tell you who is in the governor's race for the state of Wisconsin after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down at our new clinic in Hudson. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Hudson. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We're taking a little bit of a detour this week on the Recombobulation Minute so I can tell you about a brand new project we've been working on here at Civic Media that we're really, really excited about. So here at the Civic Media Network, we produce a tremendous amount of content on any given day. From our news team all over the state to our daily lineup of political talk and commentary shows to our many podcasts and weekend shows to local morning shows to all kinds of digital content, there can be a lot to keep up with. But now we're bringing you a new way to find all of this tremendous content all in one place. It's a new email newsletter called Civic Media Today. Like the Recombobulation Area, it also publishes on Substack. This is going to be your one-stop shop to connect with everything across the Civic Media extended universe, from podcasts and live streams of your favorite shows to the latest on everything happening across Wisconsin. So go subscribe to Civic Media Today.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Celebrate Wisconsin's farming heritage with a special broadcast of the Maggie Dawn Show on Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. live from the Reisinger family Hilltop Farm in Spring Green. We'll learn about the Reisinger family's past and explore their future. We'll also discuss the mental health crisis facing the state's farming community with the Farmer Angel Network. And we'll talk about programs that support farmers across Wisconsin with the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Celebrate the legacy of the Reisinger family and families like them Thursday afternoon on the Maggie Dawn Show.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 now past the hour, 3 o'clock, Tuesday, September 23rd, 2025. Aaron Zommers on the board doing yeoman's work as always. Glad to have you along. Going to get back to our what's worse category today. High prices of beef or high prices of chicken at the old grocery store. I know we got somebody talking that wants to talk kibble as well. We'll get to all of that. But first, a little breaking news for you. On a Tuesday afternoon, as a friend of mine used to say, or still says, not a surprise, nor is it unexpected. Not a surprise, nor is it unexpected. Congressman Tom Tiffany, Republican of Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, announced this afternoon he is running for governor of the state of Wisconsin. He is on the conservative talker Dan O'Donnell Show, saying, quote, "It has been an honor to represent my friends and neighbors in western and northern Wisconsin in Congress, where I worked alongside President Trump to secure our border and deliver the largest tax cut in history for families, seniors, and small businesses. Now I'm ready to lead for every corner of our state," unquote. From the release, the official release from Congressman Tom Tiffany, who after biggest political flirt in the state. Let me tell you, I've been around Congressman Tiffany. Political flirting is about all he's good at in terms of flirting, in my opinion. We're going to do the same thing. And by the way, he's welcome. We're going to reach out as we've had So far, all of the Democratic, at least all except one of the Democratic candidates for governor on this show. We've had Josh Shulman, Republican candidate for governor on this show, and Congressman Tiffany is welcome to come on this show as well. And glad to have him. We want to give everybody a chance to hear from everybody. But we're going to do the same thing for Tiffany that we've done for everyone else, is we're going to play the first minute of their video announcement. Here is Congressman Tom Tiffany's video announcement on running for Wisconsin governor.
Growing up on a dairy farm in western Wisconsin, my morning started at sunrise, milking cows and feeding calves. I worked my way through UW River Falls and built a life in the Northwoods with my wife, Chris. Wisconsin gave me everything, a chance to raise three daughters, start a small business, and live the American dream. But under Democrat leadership in Madison, that dream is slipping away. Farms are disappearing, factories are shutting down, and our children's educational results have fallen behind Mississippi. Behind Mississippi. I'm Tom Tiffany, and I'm running for governor because I love our state. I see where we are headed, and I know we can do better. You know we can do better. I will freeze property taxes, protect our farmland from communist China, and I'll preserve our Wisconsin values, just like my mom does with her pickles. Girl sports will stay for girls. Moms will be moms, not inseminated persons, and common sense will win, because we cannot let Minnesota's madness and Illinois' insanity to take over here in Wisconsin. Madison politics may smell like the barn, but I know how to clean up the bowl. I will roll up my sleeves and deliver results for every Wisconsinite. That's my promise to you. Together, we will make Wisconsin a shining star in America again.
First minute or so of the clip from Congressman Tom Tiffany on running for governor. We played everybody else's first clip or so. Was there more to it, Zomers, or is that pretty much it?
Just for transparency's sake, That was the whole thing. His is shorter than a lot of the other ones.
Got it.
So it's not that we chose to play all of his and only part of others. We did about a minute of each, and his is only a minute and 15 seconds.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate the clarity. Appreciate the transparency. As a former political flack, as they say, I would say very canned, very filled with cliches. And we've heard from other candidates, quite frankly, including Josh Shulman on the Republican side, but all the Democratic candidates. Mainly, they're about bringing people together. Some of the Democrats took a couple of pot shots at Trump in particular, but you didn't hear, in my opinion, correct me if I'm wrong, Zomers, you didn't hear the very divisive issue things that we just heard from Congressman Tiffany.
Not that I'm remembering right now. I think most of it is things – they mostly focused on things like housing prices are too high and there's a shortage. We need to work on that. More like kitchen table economic issues.
Yeah. Tom Tiffany going right for the jugular on social issues there. And I mean, as Republican strategist Bill McCashin has said on this program, for the Republican side, it's all about Donald Trump's endorsement. Whoever Trump endorses, they're only going for one vote, really, in the primary, and it's Donald Trump's. So it's not surprising to me that Tom Tiffany is going for all of the hot button issues that would get Donald Trump's attention. So I want to weigh in on Tom Tiffany's announcement and finish up the Kimmel discussion. Want to do that as well? 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to the phone line. Cam in Appleton, you want to talk on Kimmel coming back tonight. What do you got, Cam?
Yeah, sure. Thank you for taking my call. I first wanted to touch on the Tom Tiffany thing real quick. He is against Taiwan being a thing, period. He's all for China taking that over. Russia, he voted with nine other Republicans, or he was one of nine Republicans who voted against a House resolution condemning Russia's abduction of Ukrainian children. So that's cool. I hope he doesn't win again at all. But if we go back to September 8th of this year, so 2 days before Kirk was assassinated, Trump had truthed on his social media platform an AI video of Nancy Pelosi saying, "My husband is still in love with the homeless hammer guy visiting him in jail."
Mm.
2 days before.
Yeah, well,
we need to assign people tasks. We need to assign people like CJ tasks to go do proper research and report back what their findings were, almost like a study session, because I don't understand how we can improve literacy in the media.
Appreciate the call, Kay. I'm going to come back right now, a little farm news of Pam Yonke and the Midwest Farm Report. We'll come back just for clarity. We're going to play the clip that all this is about. Let you hear it in your own words, the full clip from Jimmy Kimmel Live. He's coming back tonight. We'll button that up. We'll finish up what's worse, high beef prices, high chicken prices, and talk about President Trump today at the UN. And
you're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Very different take on the war between Russia and Ukraine from President Trump after meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. Trump now indicating that Ukraine could regain all of its territory lost during the war with Russia, but he's still pushing for European countries to do more. Center for International Policy Executive President Matt Duss.
It's hard to keep track of where Trump is from one day to the other, but if there is any consistent through line here, it's that Trump feels that the European countries should step up and take more responsibility for their own security.
Ryan Ruth found guilty Tuesday of the attempted golf course assassination of President Trump after the verdict. Ruth trying to stab his neck repeatedly with a pen. U.S. Marshals quickly removing Ruth from the courtroom. In Washington, Democratic Senate leader Chuck Schumer criticizing President Trump for pulling out of budget talks. Trump saying the talks won't be productive. The deadline, October 1st. This is ABC News.
The crew and the Padres tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it'll be another late night on the West Coast for the Brewers as they take on the Padres for game two of their three-game series at San Diego's Petco Park. The Padres right-hander, Randy Vasquez, on the mound for San Diego against lefty Bruce Zimmerman, getting his first start for the Brewers. Game one finished after midnight here as the Padres won 5-4 thanks to a walk-off RBI single from Freddie Freeman in the bottom of the 11th. That clinched the spot in the playoffs for the Padres. Padres, their fourth in the last six seasons, the game ending past manager Pat Murphy's bedtime.
Good baseball game. You know, pleased with our guys. They came out to play hard, and they played hard the whole way. Padres got a really good team, and they were resilient, and give them credit.
NFL, the Packers face the Cowboys in Dallas on Sunday night. Cowboys receiver CeeDee Lamb now out a month after suffering a high ankle sprain in their loss to the Bears in Chicago. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, that was fast. Jimmy Kimmel is back. ABC announced Monday that Jimmy Kimmel Live will return, with his first day back on the air being Tuesday, September 23rd. Turns out being suspended for an indefinite amount of time meant about a week. Disney faced protests from viewers and fans of the company, which included celebrities Martin Short and Tom Hanks, who have created very successful characters for the Mouse House. They teamed with the American Civil Liberties Union, according to Variety. The ACLU called the move to suspend Jimmy a blow to free speech. Disney CEO Bob Iger said bringing back Jimmy Kimmel Live was in the best interest of Disney and ABC. As of this writing, drama manufacturers Nexstar and Sinclair Broadcasting, owners of many of the ABC affiliates, say they won't air Kimmel's return, so the struggle continues. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear to partly cloudy skies for the overnight, but there will be areas of fog forming. Light winds and morning lows in the lower 50s. After the fog Wednesday morning, look for a mix of clouds and sunshine, light north to northeast winds, and highs in the lower 70s. Currently 56 degrees.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Kira Sabin, positive psychology midlife coach.
People cannot take away our joy. When I spend time with people I love, putting my time and energy in things that I love that I think are important, not much has really changed. If you are worried about LGBTQIA plus rights, go volunteer at that organization.
You know you're moving the cause forward, and that's great for our mental health.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Angels of Dirt director and record producer Wendy Schneider. Civic Media's David Grant tells us how you can take over a radio station for a day, and wrestling announcer Rich LoCascio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allbaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Aaron Zommers on the board, doing a great job there. Appreciate you, Zommers. 35 now past the hour of 3 o'clock on Tuesday, September 23rd, 2025. Glad to be with you. Lots to get to. Busy day. What we love about live radio, always something different going on. Breaking news, Tom Tiffany, Republican Congressman of the 7th District in the North Woods, as they say, on an announcement that was expected, and that is he is running for governor. So he is officially in. We played you, like all the other candidates, the first clip or the first minute or so of his announcement. It was short, in my opinion, rather canned and trite, but that's just my opinion. But like how all, look, we've had Josh Shulman, the Republican side, had all the Democratic, almost all the Democratic candidates on the show. He is welcome to come on this program. Love to talk with him directly. Congressman Tom Tiffany is in. Also, what's worse is going on right now. We're going to get back to that in a minute. Food problem. This is a lot of people, you know, they don't like to talk about it. But have you been to the grocery store lately, Zommers?
I have.
All right. I'm paying dramatically more from a little bit of groceries that I buy for myself.
I haven't paid attention to the exact numbers, but yeah. I should go back and look. It's definitely higher.
I buy Nature's Choice, I think it's called, orange juice from Florida. It's literally doubled.
Wow.
In the last 4 to 5 months. It's like $6 for a half a gallon. It's crazy.
I think the chicken that we get, you know, speaking of what's worse, high chicken prices and high beef prices.
Yeah.
I believe that the chicken that we usually get has gone from, it's like in containers of like a pound and a half or so. Right. We usually get, it used to be like $6 that long ago, and now it's like $9.
We just heard from Pam Yonke, Midwest Farm Report. If you actually talk to farmers, ag producers, they will tell you that the cost of things like fertilizer, other things, is going through the roof because of the Trump tariffs. What's worse today, high beef prices or high chicken prices? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Also going on, you have until 4 o'clock to text in today's keyword, this hour's keyword on the Civic Media Green and Gold Text to Win Contest. The keyword this hour, check, C-H-E-C-K, check. Text it right now. You have until 4 o'clock on the Green and Gold Text to Win Trivia Contest.
Multi-state contest.
Thank you. Want to get this in because we're talking Jimmy Kimmel coming back to ABC tonight. I'm really hoping, and I like both he and Colbert. How should I do this? Maybe I'm gonna record one and watch the other one live. And Stephen Colbert won the Emmy Award this year for Best Late Night Talk Show, and Jimmy Kimmel paid for a billboard in Hollywood with his face on it that said, because they were both nominated, and Kimmel's billboard says, I'm voting for Colbert.
That's pretty good.
So I'm hoping that when Colbert comes on tonight, I hope that he says, for one night, watch Kimmel. That's what I'm hoping for. But I'm going to be watching Kimmel. That's for sure. And talking about some of these stations owned by Sinclair Broadcasting and Nexstar are still going to preempt Jimmy Kimmel Live tonight. And just for the record, I want to play in its entirety the clip, the segment from a couple of weeks ago that ABC used as the justification for suspending Jimmy Kimmel Live. Here he is from ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it. In between the finger pointing, there was grieving. On Friday, the White House flew the flags at half staff, which got some criticism. But on a human level, you can see how hard the president is taking this.
My condolences on the loss of your friend Charlie Kirk. May I ask, sir, personally, how are you holding up over the last day and a half, sir?
I think very good. And by the way, right there, you see all the trucks. They just started construction of the new ballroom for the White House, which is something they've been trying to get, as you know, for about 150 years. And it's going to be a beauty.
Yes. He's at the fourth stage of grief, construction. Demolition. Construction. This is not how an adult grieves the murder of someone he called a friend. This is how a four-year-old mourns a goldfish.
That's Jimmy Kimmel of Jimmy Kimmel. There was the entire clip. And it is, you heard it yourself. Our friend Rob down in beautiful Monroe, Wisconsin, listening in. Robert says, quote, on the text line, listening on WRCE, our mutual hometown, and Richland Center. Rob in Monroe says, I do not think Kimmel said that the shooter was MAGA. I believe he stated what he stated was right, or the MAGA were trying to pin the shooting shooter with the left and distance themselves and the shooter from any potential connection to MAGA or the right. And as you just heard, Robert was correct.
Right. And to as far as MAGA, you know, trying to say that the shooter was anything other than them, you had the vice president go on a podcast and yell about crazy left-wing violence. And it's like, Right. Dude, we don't know who this person is yet that did this.
And that's, you nailed it right there. I don't want this to go into a big discussion on this issue, but I will simply say, isn't it fascinating? Isn't it fascinating how, just like with the attempted shooter of Trump last year, when the shooter killed two people behind Trump and allegedly injured Trump's ear? We never heard hide or hair of that guy. Just don't really know about him. Didn't have an update from the medical team on what Trump happened. Nothing. Same thing with this guy. Suddenly we don't want to, nobody wants to talk about this alleged shooter. No, gone. Just nothing about him. I find that fascinating. And to your point, Sommers, we don't know much about this guy, the alleged shooter. We don't know much about the actual motivation. All we do know, to your point, to Rob's point, to Kimmel's point, that at least for about 48, 36 hours there, the MAGA base, including the vice president, were trying to do everything they can to distance themselves from that guy. And Kimmel simply pointed that out. And he played the same clip that we played on this show of Donald Trump, you know, wanting to talk more about the ballroom at the White House than he did his allegedly very close friend. And I think Kimmel had every right to do that. And again, it doesn't matter whether anybody agreed with him. It's about coming down on speech and then connecting that with the billion-dollar deals of Disney and Hulu and all these other things.
Right. Being taken off the air following a statement from the FCC chair saying that he should be taken off the air, that doesn't smell good.
Conservative, Republican, MAGA, U.S. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas equated what Sommers just said to mafia tactics. I don't give Ted Cruz many props, but props to U.S. Senator Ted Cruz for calling it out for what it is. I will give him credit on that one. Well done, Senator Cruz. I don't say that very often, do I, Sommers?
Well, it's not
all
burned
right, let's wrap up a little what's worse for you for today. High prices or high high beef prices or high chicken prices. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, thanks for holding on. High beef prices or high chicken prices? What's worse?
First, I'd like to just say that Trump has moved on from what Jimmy Kimmel was talking about, right. And now he's gone into denial, because I heard him say to the UN today that grocery prices have fallen.
Right? I don't know, Ollie. You tell me about your groceries in the North Woods.
They have not fallen, believe me. I was just wondering where he's shopping, because I'd like to go there.
That's the point, Ollie. He ain't shopping at all. He's groceries. Got people, right?
Such an old-fashioned word, he
right,
says.
Right.
Yeah, he doesn't even know about groceries. You know. I guess I think the price of beef has gotten absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. But used to be you could, if beef was high, you could buy chicken. But now it's getting to where you can't hardly buy chicken anymore either.
Right. Yeah. No, 100% right. They're both going up, right?
Yep. My main concern is to whether or not I can afford either groceries or medication. So,
right.
I know a lot of people are in my same situation, and that's all thanks to Trump.
Yeah. I heart goes out to you, Ollie. I mean, I hear this from a lot of people as we travel around. You're not the only one. Medication or groceries. So hang in there, Ollie. Appreciate your listenership as always. 855-752-4842. What's worse, high beef prices or high chicken prices? Joseph, watching on YouTube, says, for me, chicken is a staple protein and beef is a treat item. High chicken prices are worse. I think that's a lot of people got to make those decisions, right? I mean, not so long ago, I can remember going to a grocery store with the change from my truck thinking, okay, what generic bread or what, you know, what can I afford to buy here?
And I'm sure if you got any meat, it was probably chicken.
Yeah. These are real issues that Wisconsinites are facing. If what we can afford for groceries and if we, you know, what for people on medication, is it the price of the medication? Is it medication or is it groceries? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, high beef prices or high chicken prices? Steve, listening on WAUK in Milwaukee, says beef prices are ridiculous. Tyler in Columbia County, listening on WMDX, high chicken prices are worse. A little goes a long way when on a budget, plus rice, right? Rice is also another great staple as well. High chicken prices or high beef prices? 855-752-4842. Dolores, listening on WMDX here in Madison, says beef prices are worse. All right. Diane in Madison says chicken prices are higher in here in Madison. Appreciate that, Diane. Thanks for checking in. Just scrolling through here, kind of trying to make sure we got caught up. I think we're all caught
up,
more or less.
Yeah, for me. It's definitely high chicken prices. I agree with Joseph on YouTube and a few other people who mentioned that chicken is supposed to be a cheap staple, or like that's what it has been historically.
Right.
So when it's more expensive and you can't do that chicken and rice cheaply, that I think that hurts more.
Yeah. Corey, one last one in Watertown, says, listening to the WMDX, says the beef prices are the worst, especially when grocery stores overfill the ground beef containers. There is never a 1 pound package of meat. It's always 1.2, 1.28, etc., but never 1 pound anymore. It's like putting the thumb on the meat scale. I feel you, Corey. For those of us who are single, it's like I don't need that much. I just need a smaller portion. All right, we're going to come back, give you what Trump said at the UN today, and wrap things up. It's the Todd Allball Show for a Tuesday across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for Matt Nair on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 107.5 WLAK. Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 107.5 WLAK.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. 107.5 WLAK, Amory's real news and great conversation, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
107.5 WLAK, Amory's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 107.5 WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC and CBS News, depending upon which of you of the great stations you're listening to of Civic Media, a check of weather with Brittany Rouleau. Beautiful autumnal week ahead. And then our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, with a sports update. Brew Crew on the road, West Coast, San Diego, game two tonight. Pre-game show just after 8 o'clock. First pitch just after 8:30. Try to stay awake along with Todd. I can hear that on many of our fine brewer stations across the network over the air tonight. Also, don't forget the keyword this hour in our green and gold text-to-win contest. Check, C-H-E-C-K. Check is the word to text in on the green and gold text to win contest. Maggie Dawn will have another word during her show coming up between 4 and 6. And Pete Schwabba in on the action tonight as well between the hours of 6 and 8. All right, lots to get to. Want to get to Donald Trump at the UN General Assembly. Remember last time he was there, he got laughed at because he said he got more done than any other administration. And people in the room thought it was a joke. And he did, like, well, I didn't mean it as a joke. Here's how it started today at the UN General Assembly in New York for Donald Trump when the teleprompter wasn't working.
And I don't mind making this speech without a teleprompter.
because the teleprompter is not working. I feel very happy to be up here with you nevertheless, and that way you speak more from the heart. I can only say that whoever's operating this teleprompter is in big trouble.
All right, so threatening the teleprompter operator, that's all. And most professionals like that, it happened to Obama, not maybe not the UN, but most people in that situation, you make something like a self-deprecating joke, and then or you don't say anything at all and just go on. But no, he has to blame somebody else, of course, right away. Then Trump got into a little more. And, well, let's just play the. Here's Trump at the UN. Here we go.
If you don't get away from this green scam, your country is going to fail. And I'm really good at predicting things, you know. They actually said during the campaign they had a hat, the best-selling hat. Trump was right about everything. And I don't say that in a braggadocious way, but it's true. I've been right about everything. And I'm telling you that if you don't get away from the green energy scam, your country is going to fail.
Trump claiming he's really great about predicting things. To sum it up, Ishan Tharoor, a journalist, I believe, at Washington Post, he put this on X this afternoon. He says, quote, a senior foreign diplomat posted at the UN texted me, quote, this man is stark raving mad. Do Americans not see how embarrassing this is? Unquote. That allegedly from a senior foreign diplomat to a reporter. I mean, the only good thing that I would say that came out of this is that we were on the air when part of this happened. Allegedly, Trump now says he's on the side of Ukraine and predicted that Ukraine would win the war with Russia without giving back original land. So, I mean, if the tide has turned on Ukraine in Trump's mind, I'm all for that. But the rest of it seems to be kind of horse hockey. All right, let's get to what Trump said yesterday. This is important as well. When he made this, and I feel really bad for parents and people with autism because I think this was cruel.
Oh, yeah.
He announced that they had found the cause of autism and then said this.
To Bobby and the group, let's do it now. Nothing bad can happen. It can only good happen. But with Tylenol, don't take it. Don't take it. And if you can't live, if your fever is so bad, you have to take one because there's no alternative to that. Sadly, first question, what can you take instead? It's actually, there's not an alternative to that. And as you know, other of the medicines are absolutely proven bad. I mean, they've been proven bad with the aspirins and the Advils and others, right? And they've been proven.
So it goes on from there. I mean, just again, because we're up against the clock. It's word salad, but there is no science behind this. Tylenol came along after autism was diagnosed, so it makes no sense. Let's listen to our very own Dr. Kristen Lierley, who is an OBGYN, a medical doctor. She has her fine program on weekends, the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show. Here's what Dr. Lierley said about a week ago about this subject.
Kristen Lierley, I am a practicing obstetrician gynecologist. I've been in medicine for over 20 years, and I'm here to tell you that we have zero evidence that Tylenol taken in pregnancy causes autism. So if you are a family living with autism, this is not your fault. And in fact, we don't know what causes autism. It's likely multifactorial. There are probably many things that contribute. So one more time, we have zero evidence that Tylenol causes autism. And one more thing, it's acetaminophen. That's how you say it.
I said, well, let's see how we say that. Acetaminophen.
Acetaminophen.
I appreciate Dr. Lierley getting a couple of laughs at the end. You got to take a sense of humor about it, but I go back to really, I know families that have kids that have autism. And look, I was born with a cleft palate and a cleft lip. And I know that my own mom went through this to a degree. Like, did I do something wrong during my pregnancy? Or other moms, mothers that carry children might have something, quote unquote, wrong with their kid. And they try to blame themselves. And what Trump did yesterday, in my opinion, and there's a whole thing about this we didn't have time to get to connect with Dr. Oz because he owns or has a ownership stake in what Trump is suggesting, what else to take. This is cruel to parents. No, from Dr. Lyerly, a medical doctor, you did nothing wrong. There is no evidence to suggest that Tylenol is causational to autism. Trust your local doctor. That's what it comes down to. Great show today. Appreciate Zombers, Luke Mathers as well, and all of you for listening. Maggie Dawn is next. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Back with Pat Kreitlow and Trigvi Olsen tomorrow. We'll see you then.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump and the First Lady returned to Washington Tuesday night from the UN General Assembly in New York, where after a meeting with Ukraine's President Zelensky, seemed to have made a major shift on the war in Ukraine. Trump posting, "I think Ukraine, with the support of the European Union, is in a position to fight and win all of Ukraine back in its original form."
Let them get that land back.
Yep.
So we'll see how it all works out.
Ryan Ruth, the person accused of trying to shoot President Trump last year, found guilty on all counts after the verdict. Ruth tried to stab himself in the neck. He was quickly removed from the courtroom. Jimmy Kimmel returned to the airwaves Tuesday night, telling viewers he's thankful not only for support from his fans, but also conservatives who supported his right to say things they don't necessarily agree with.
This show is not important. What is important is that we get to live in a country that allows us to have a show like this.
This is ABC News.